This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Our number today, every day on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we want to hear from you. We love hearing from you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We'll be talking to Dr. Dravon James. At the bottom of the hour, she is a registered pharmacist, actually a doctor of pharmacy, and an author and a motivational speaker. She's a rogue pharmacist like myself. She's got multiple blog posts, blogs and websites, and she is also a motivational speaker. We'll talk to Dr. Dravon James at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know where to go, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website, and you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team right off the website as well. If you want to start a home-based business, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. All right, we'll be talking to Dravon James, Dr. Dravon James, at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. I want to continue talking about digestive enzymes and metabolic enzymes, enzymes in general. Enzymes are said to be catalysts. They make things happen. Without enzymes, no life happens. And that's why enzymes can be thought of as the key molecules of the life force. When we don't have enough enzymes in our body, or when enzyme functionality starts to become diminished, as enzymes start to break down, enzyme activity slows down, we age. Aging is largely caused by problems with enzymes, deficiencies in enzymes, or weakness in enzymes. And this is what Dr. Edward Howell talked about in his book, Enzyme Nutrition. He said the more enzymes you have and the more active those enzymes are, the longer you will live. If you don't have enough enzymes, particularly digestive enzymes, foods do not get broken down properly. When foods don't get broken down properly, diseases ensue. Diseases, number one, ensue because of nutritional deficiencies associated with enzyme breakdown, or because of, as we talked about yesterday, the entrance of undigested food particles, protein particles, into the bloodstream. Food peptides. Peptides are chunks of amino acids. They should get broken down under ordinary circumstances. When they don't get broken down completely, peptides, chunks of amino acids, strings of amino acids, can enter into the intestine and ultimately via leaky gut can enter into the bloodstream. And thus, we are off to the disease races, particularly when it comes to autoimmune diseases.
food peptides can also mimic peptides in the body. When these food peptides get into the bloodstream, they can look like peptides of your thyroid, they can look like peptides of your pancreas, they can look like peptides of the various glands in the body, the connective tissue in the body, and the immune system will thus turn on the connective tissue, or turn on the thyroid, or turn on the pancreas, and this is what we call autoimmune diseases. Many of these health issues show up in the skin. Food peptide, undigested food peptides that enter into the bloodstream, can ultimately get dumped off into the lower levels of the skin, the dermis. This is where skin diseases, many skin diseases come from. Various rashes and boils and blisters and some of the signs associated with lupus are all linked to food peptides entering into the blood. It can be said that the connective tissue and the soft tissues are the great dumping grounds of blood toxins and immune complexes. And from this point, from the dumping off of these blood toxins and immune complexes, the immune system goes into attack mode. And this is how we have autoimmunity. This is why when we fix the gut, autoimmune symptoms tend to subside. This is also why fasting can be so beneficial for reducing the symptoms, maybe even eliminating the symptoms of autoimmunity entirely. Using digestive enzyme supplements and using food enzymes, making sure you're getting enough raw food or slightly steamed food in the diet, can help autoimmune patients in two ways. For one thing, digestive enzymes, particularly the proteases, can help break up proteins more completely, reducing the likelihood of undigested protein, that is the peptides, getting into the bloodstream. And secondly, digestive enzymes, when taken as on an empty stomach, can help break up the immune complexes that are circulating in the blood as a result of the body's protective response. And these circulating immune complexes, these CICs, are associated with almost all autoimmunity. And it's these clumps of immune cells and the antigenic peptides that are stimulating the immune cells, they form complexes, these circulating immune complexes, it's these molecules, these clumps, that get dumped in the various glands and tissues and create the distortions that lead to the autoimmune response. And these proteolytic enzymes, largely from papain and bromelain, but there are other sources. These proteolytic enzymes have fibrinolytic properties. That means they break up fiber. They break up clots. They have anti-clotting effects. And these anti-clotting and fibrinolytic effects of the proteases exemplify the multifunctionality of digestive enzymes. I love multifunctionality. I love the idea that you can take a supplement, you can take a nutritional supplement and get multifunctional benefits. To me, that exemplifies the power of nutritional supplementation. You can't do that with a drug. You can't take a drug and get pleiotropic. Pleiotropic is the pharmacy word for multifunctionality. You can't get multifunctionality or pleiotropism with drugs. With drugs, you get an effect, and then you get lots of side effects, lots of toxic effects. With a nutritional supplement, or even with an enzyme supplement, you get multiple wonderful effects with no toxicity. That's amazing to me. You can take a supplement, you can take a digestive enzyme supplement, you can take a mineral supplement, you can take a vitamin supplement, you can take a nutritional supplement and just get benefits and no toxicity. That's amazing. Now, there are some supplements like selenium perhaps and zinc you don't want to take too much of, but they don't have anywhere near the toxicity of a drug, and yet you get these incredible multifunctional benefits. In the case of digestive enzymes, they're going to digest your food, but they're also going to clean the blood. And this blood cleaning effect makes digestive enzymes, as long as you take them on an empty stomach, by the way, you got to take your digestive enzymes on an empty stomach, but if you take them on an empty stomach, this blood thinning effect, this fibrinolytic effect, this ability that the proteases have to clean the blood to break up clots, makes them valuable for all kinds of health issues, not just autoimmunity. Proteases have been used effectively to break up blood clots. If you're dealing with embolisms, they can improve the blood circulation in general. We always talk about all diseases, cell disease, and all cell disease is preceded by clotted, dirty, sludgy, sticky blood. And digestive enzymes can help clean that out. Digestive enzymes can be used to improve the symptoms of edema, which can be caused by poorly circulating blood. Digestive enzymes have anti-inflammatory effects. They have pain-relieving effects. If you're using aspirin or Tylenol as an analgesic, taking digestive enzymes with them, in addition to taking, in other words, take your aspirin and your Tylenol in addition to digestive enzymes, can provide a synergistic relief. Take them on an empty stomach, though. And digestive enzymes have also been shown to activate a part of the immune system that we don't talk about a lot, called the innate immune system. Excuse me, innate meaning the immune system that you're born with as opposed to the adaptive immune system that we always talk about. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll take a commercial break, continue talking about digestive enzymes and taking your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
CardioFX from Youngevity is designed specifically to promote optimal heart health. That's why Ben Fuchs recommends it.
You might want to think about using the Ultimate Cardio FX, which is a source of taurine. Each capsule in the Cardio FX has got a good dose of the B vitamins. It's got four major B vitamins in there, vitamin B12, niacin, vitamin B6, and folic acid. Numerous research studies have shown that the B vitamins and homocysteine, that toxic chemical that builds up in the body under B vitamin deficiency states, numerous studies have talked about lowering homocysteine as being far more relevant for protecting the heart than cholesterol numbers. If I was dealing with heart disease, I would be making sure I was getting enough B vitamins, I was getting enough vitamin C before I even thought about dealing with cholesterol or LDL or HDL.
If you're concerned about the health of your heart, order Cardio FX from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. All our lines are open for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, if you have a health challenge you or a loved one needs help with, we're here for you, 844-236-6010. We'll be talking to Dr. Dravon James, author of Freedom is Your Birthright. at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Dravon is a PharmD. She's a doctor of pharmacy, and she, like me, is a rogue pharmacist. She's a motivational speaker, and she talks about the multidimensionality. I think that's how you say it, multidimensionality of health. I call it SMEP, spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical, all the dimensions of health. Too often when we talk about health, we think about nutritional supplementation or dietary strategies or perhaps exercise. We don't address the psychological components. We don't address the spiritual components, and they all play a part in how healthy or not healthy we will be. The masses can be forgiven for thinking that all you need to do is take a drug. But those of us who are suspicious of the standard ways of the conventional ways we have of treating disease and of making sure we stay healthy know that you got to supplement, know that you got to take care of your diet, know that you got to take care of your exercise. But it's a rare few that understand that the psychological, the spiritual, mental, and emotional aspects of health are just as, if not more, important than how we take care of ourselves physically. That's why this whole way of treating the current viral hysteria that's out there, it's just so silly. It's backwards. It's primitive. It's retarded, and I don't mean that in an insulting way. I mean that in a literal way. It doesn't make sense to try to treat the body by, to try to prevent the body from getting sick by locking down, by wearing masks, and by injecting toxic chemicals into your body. It is idiotic. We had Dr. Dahlia on yesterday, and she was all about the vaccine and all about lockdowns. And we have people on the program that think you got to wear masks. And I don't hear people addressing the fact that we are living on a toxic planet, not just toxic in terms of the environment. And certainly, the environment is toxic. You know, according to environmental scientists, Earth is categorized as a toxic planet. We spew out 250 billion with a B. That's 1,000 million. 250,000 million tons of chemical substances out into the world every year. Every moment of our lives, we're exposed to thousands of chemicals. The average human body is a storage depot for these chemicals. Of course we're going to be sick. We've got, in this country, we've got epidemic levels of obesity and diabetes and cancer and heart disease. 60% of Americans have a chronic disease. 40% of Americans have multiple chronic diseases. 70% of us are overweight or obese. 40% of Americans are obese, not just overweight. This is absurd. This health situation is absurd. But we're going to listen to these knucklehead doctors on television who work for the government telling us that we've got to lock down and we've got to wear masks. Nobody's telling us not to eat the bacon or not to line up at McDonald's. And by the way, speaking of bacon, from the UK, processed meat greatly increases chances of dementia. No kidding. This is a study done on nearly 500,000 people in the UK. They found that consuming 25 grams, and that's about two strips of bacon, doesn't take very much, raises your dementia risk by 44%. Well, it's not just dementia it's going to raise. It's not just the risk for dementia that's going to be increased. It's your risk for cancer. It's your risk for heart disease. It's your risk for digestive issues. It's your risk for immune problems. We need to learn to take our health back into our own hands. This idea of medicalization, as I was talking yesterday to Dr. Dahlia, it's number one, ignorant, and number two, nefarious. I'm not sure which one is more, ignorant or nefarious. Nefarious because it increases the amount of control the powers that be have over individuals. Medicalization increases the power the institution has over the individual. And ignorant because it just flat out doesn't make sense to stick a poison in your body to make you better. Whether you're talking about pharmacy or whether you're talking about vaccines or whether you're talking about any kind of toxicity that goes into the body. You cannot get healthier by putting a toxin into your body. That is a priori, from the top, from the beginning, false. Philosophically incoherent. You can't get healthier by taking a poison. Period. End of story. And I've been studying pharmacy for 35 years. I've been studying the toxicity of medications since the early 1980s. It blows me away to think that when we have this amazing immune system, this absolutely stunning biochemical system that we call the human body, this staggering way that the body has of processing toxicity and foods and cleaning itself out, that we would think that we cannot leverage it and take advantage of it by just honoring it and keeping it clean and making sure we're sustaining it and feeding it with the raw materials it needs to do its work. All right, that's me on my high horse, and I apologize for that, but it just makes me so darn mad. All right, Dr. Drayvon James will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll continue talking about enzymes and the innate immune system. You know, we talk about the immune system, most of the focus is on the adaptive or the learnt immune system, which is the kind of immune system that the antibodies are the superstar players in. But there's also another part of the immune system called the innate immune system. Innate because we're born with it. It doesn't have to be learnt, like the antibody or the learnt or the adaptive immune system. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Grace in Florida. What's going on, Grace? Good morning.
Good morning, Pharmacist Ben. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just a little worked up this morning. But
I understand. I feel the same when you speak to those kind of doctors. It's kind of upsetting. I have a question for you. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but you know how they always like to put these people on the ventilators after the coronavirus because their oxygen levels drop.
Yeah.
But my question is, and most of them die.
A lot of them,
yes. So my question, well, from what I've read, is like 92% of them
that
die.
It's like, about 80.
Very high.
Very high.
So my question is this. My mother, she passed away from pulmonary fibrosis, and I remember when I had to take her to the hospital, she was at 60% oxygen saturation.
Yeah.
When she got to the emergency room, they said they were going to increase her oxygen to 95%. And one of the emergency room nurses was shaking his head, and he said, that's not a good idea. But he never said why. That night she died because her carbon dioxide levels went up. So I'm thinking, okay, if you're only intaking 60% oxygen, what happens to the carbon dioxide exchange?
I'm not sure what you're asking. When you put oxygen in, are you saying what happens to the carbon dioxide?
Right, because if you're only intaking 60% oxygen,
she's got to be respirating. She's got to be respirating because you've got to blow off carbon dioxide. If you're putting in oxygen, you got to be able to blow off the carbon dioxide. And the problem with ventilators, though, just because you have low blood oxygen doesn't mean it's a lung problem. It could be a blood problem. And that's really what they're finding with the COVID, is that it's a blood problem. For some reason, the red blood cells are not able to be oxygenated. It's not a breathing problem, but they're treating them like it's a breathing problem.
And
that's really the big issue. So just because your blood oxygen is low doesn't necessarily mean automatically that you go to a ventilator. And they are kind of picking up on that, and they're not automatically ventilating people who have the COVID. But I'm still not quite sure. Actually, we got to go to our break here. I'm not quite understanding your question. You want to call back tomorrow, Grace? Or if you want to shoot me an email, you can also shoot me an email.
No. I'll ask you tomorrow on here. That's fine.
Okay,
thank you.
All right, Grace. Have a good day. All right, good. Nice to talk to you. All right, that's it. We got Dr. Drayvon James coming up next at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk a little bit about motivation and freedom from a rogue pharmacist, Dr. Drayvon James. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
10 people were killed, including a police officer in a mass shooting at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado on Monday. Boulder police were called to King Soopers just before 3 p.m. local time after reports of shots fired. A suspect has been arrested. Police plan to hold another press conference Tuesday morning as the investigation remains ongoing. Miami Beach, Florida extends curfew as police chief says partying couldn't go on any longer, pointing to over 1,000 arrests in one of the nation's top party spots. Miami Beach officials warned Sunday that the unruly spring break gathering by the thousands, fighting in the streets, destroying restaurant property, and refusing to wear masks has become a serious threat to public safety. DoorDash announced Monday that it will begin facilitating same-day delivery of COVID-19 test collection kits across the United States. Consumers will now be able to access two COVID-19 home collection kits that received FDA emergency use authorization on-demand delivery from DoorDash's DashMart locations across the nation. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained 0.5 pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive pages at BenFuchsArchives.com and BrightsideBen.com. We have search engines on both our archive pages, and 11 years plus of daily, wonderful, unique, idiosyncratic, personal to me health information that I have gathered and learned myself over the last 35 years. It's all up at on our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com, as well as our archive pages. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And, of course, you can also start yourself a home-based business by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information. And please take a look at our Truth Skin Health products
all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for healing wounds, helping people prevent post-surgical scarring, as well as treating acne and eczema and psoriasis. What I learned was healing the skin is beautifying the skin, and health equals beauty. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of my true treatment formulations. And you can check out our 4- and 5-star reviews, 1,700 now, 4- and 5-star reviews at truthreview.com. You can purchase our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I'm really looking forward to speaking to our guest today. She is, like me, a rogue pharmacist. She's a doctor of pharmacy, Dr. Dravon James. Her book is Freedom is Your Birthright. And she's also a motivational speaker of some renown. Her website is drdravonjames.com. She says, become the happiest person you know on her website. Please welcome to the bright side the very beautiful and very wise Dr. Dravon James. Hello there, Dr. Dravon.
Hello, Ben. It's wonderful to be with you.
Yes, it's so nice to talk to you. And I thought I was the only rogue pharmacist that was out there, but come to find out, you're on the East Coast out there doing what I've been doing for a lot of years. You're doing it like me. You're a speaker, a motivational speaker, and you do a lot more than pharmacy. Your book is called Freedom is Your Birthright. What do you mean by freedom?
Oh, my gosh. I love the word freedom, first of all, but we are born with the ability to give everything that occurs in our life the meaning that it has. And that's really the juice. That's the magic of anything. You know, I tell people, two people get in a car accident first thing in the morning, and for one person, it's the worst thing that ever happened to them. Their day is downhill from there. And for the other person, well, that minor fender bender, they take it as this could have saved me from a major collision that could have cost me, you know, my life. So it's perspective. Everything is perspective. The facts are the facts. Remember that from Dragnet. The facts are the facts.
Right.
But how we tell ourselves what those facts mean is so important. It drives the direction of our life.
The power is in our perception, how we perceive.
Absolutely.
It.
Yeah.
How do you? Yeah. Now you're a pharmacist. You work in a hospital, as I understand, correct?
I run a very large hospital like system, and you can imagine what's going on. We have over like 4 campuses now, 5 campuses with this COVID vaccine. We are crazy.
So how do you tell sick people that their perception is somehow, if it's not exactly causing their disease, it's affecting their perception or their response to the disease? How do you tell that to somebody who's sick or a parent whose kid has cancer or somebody who's just lost somebody to COVID or some horrible chronic illness? How do you tell that to somebody that, hey, this is your perception?
Right. It's a very delicate conversation and very timely, however you choose or not choose to engage in this. But I think there's no surprise or hidden secret to most of us that part of the healthcare journey is the patient's perspective. So if you think you got the worst doctor in the world, you got the worst doctor in the world, far enough, right? It's going to happen for you. So health, the medicine and all the stuff can do its part. And we partner with the process. And yes, unfortunate things happen in healthcare. No one gets out of this journey alive, and we hate to see it when someone that's dear to us does not get the outcome that we're hoping for. However, those facts are still the facts. We, on the other side, on the living side of this, have to make a decision about how we're going to go forth. Even during the sickness process, your state of mind helps aid your state of being.
So why not
do yourself this small favor or this huge favor, as I see it, and get on the side of saying, you know what, these are the facts as the medical society or the professionals are all saying, here's what I can do to help. No, I wouldn't have chosen to be here, but I am here. Let me do my part to help aid in the healing.
Do you think the medical model needs people to feel like victims? That there's an incentive for that?
Well, this is a business. Healthcare is a business like any other business, right? It's just, I mean, we are a business, and I don't know whether or not we need it, but it does contribute to the overall dwindling of our health, right? Our state of being, how we feel about ourselves inside contributes. Is it the only factor? No. That's like saying that salt is the only factor in high blood pressure. No. Right. But it is what I would call a comorbidity, if you will, right? Our state of mind, how we feel about it, can aid into the progression of disease.
Right, but what I'm asking you is, isn't there an incentive for the medical model to say, hey, this isn't your fault. You don't have to, you know, we'll take care of you. This, it encourages us to feel like victims to the world so that it can come like a knight in shining armor and save us and, of course, charge us for it.
Yeah, and I think to a certain degree, we're kind of asking for that too, right? Because you hear, and you probably see, you know, when you were practicing as well, people who say, you know what, no, I couldn't possibly be involved in changing my diet. Could not possibly be involved in changing your diet. How's that work? Right?
Right. So they don't even know the diet. Most people don't even know the diet is involved. Like if they get cancer, right. It's their genes. Or I have diabetes because my mother had diabetes. People don't realize the intimate connection between not just their diet, but their entire lifestyle and how their disease shows up. And they're encouraged to think that by the medical model because the medical model profits off of it.
I think they do, but having worked in, consulting for a number of years, I know there is information out there, and maybe it's not as readily available as the diagnosis and the treatment. We got to be honest because the profit lies in the diagnosis and the treatment. Our country is not so preventive focused. We are getting there. You know, other countries have been on that road for many, many years. We're getting there. But I think as a nation, we have been more, the speed of the game, right? So if we could do it quicker with medication, then we're going to do it quicker with medication. We're now getting to the point where we realize, well, these side effects and a little bit of prevention could be a lot better than dealing with the eventuality of side effects. So we're getting there. It's a slow progress. And I hear you, you know, saying that, you know, we're trying to create a victim mindset.
Yeah.
But it takes two to get in that water and swim because information is available, and I tell
people,
we get on the internet for other things, and it's out there. It's just, you got a wonderful show we're pushing for, so it's out there. We do have to dig a little bit. Gone are the days when we sit in the doctor's office and just take it blindly, and I think those days have been gone for years. You know, I used to do consulting, and people would walk up to me and say, hey, I read this somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to stay involved. We got to stay happily involved in our telehealing
Dr. James.
Process.
Hang on to that thought. We got to take a commercial break. Dr. Dravon James is with us on the Bright Side. Her book is Freedom is Your Birthright. More with Dr. Dravon James on the Bright Side right after this.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends Cardio FX.
Cardio FX is a source of the B complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B complex in the Cardio FX. The Cardio FX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. We're talking to Dr. Dravon James. Her website is drdravonjames.com, and her book is Freedom is Your Birthright. She does webinars. She's a motivational speaker. Dr. James, on your website, I notice you've got really cool blog posts, Everyday Peace with Beth Greer and Shelley Wilson, The Power of Pacing, some of these titles, From Surviving to Thriving. I notice you don't say anything about, you don't have a post called The Benefits of Bupropion or The Power of Prednisone. How is it that you as a pharmacist, not just a pharmacist, but a PharmD, got involved in the psychodynamic aspects of being healthy?
You know, so people always ask me that question that way, and in my mind, it's all the question really is, how did a person with my awareness get involved in the pharmacy industry?
Yeah, that's a great question. I ask myself that all the time, too. That's a great question.
You know, I got to tell you, at 17, I knew I wanted to do something that helped people, and I, you know, got accepted into pharmacy school, but I read The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And I knew when I had never heard of the term, you know, motivational speaker, inspirational speaker. I'd never heard of any of those things. But
were you raised conventionally? Were you raised by conventional parents?
I was raised by a mom who took me to church. Oh my gosh. All day on Saturday, we went to a New Thought church. And then all day on Sunday, we went to a Pentecostal church. So, you know, I had a very, interesting childhood as far as that was concerned. So I was already open in that area.
Got it.
And when I read that book, it tied it together to me. But still, I didn't know what I didn't know. I never heard of these kind of speakers before. And I went on to pharmacy school, but I knew during that whole process, I was still studying what I called peace. And way back then at 17, I tell you, I was looking for the answer to how to never have any problems in my life. Never found that answer. But what I did find out is how to use everything that shows up in my life as a stepping stone to my next level of greatness.
That's awesome.
That's what I teach.
That is so awesome. Yeah, so when I was in pharmacy school, I was kind of like you. I wanted to help people. But then I found myself very troubled by the fact that we studied toxicity and side effects most of the time. I mean, that was a large part of what we studied, was how to mitigate toxicity, how toxicity showed up, side effects, et cetera. Were you troubled by that at all?
Oh, my gosh. Ben, you know, and so it's refreshing to talk to a pharmacist who kind of gets this. My second week in my first semester, I called my mom. I said, I can't do it. I said...
I totally get it.
I said, I am like a fish out of water. I cannot continue to look at life from this perspective. Went on and got a doctor's degree, and I've been doing it for 31 years. And I have to tell you that I still have not changed my perspective on life. It's challenging to look at everything as dodging a bullet.
Right. So that's kind of how they look. That's the medical philosophy, is that we're inevitably doomed. And the only thing they could do is kind of stave off our demise. That's kind of the drug philosophy, right? That's the drug philosophy. That the body's doomed. There's nothing we could do about it. We don't know what causes anything, but we can just suppress the symptoms and keep you going. And that's basically the philosophy, right?
And so this undercurrent of anxiety, like, you know, this too will be you. I'm like, no, we're not.
That's great. That's great. And that's where the New Thought Church, probably, the kind of foundation that you developed by going to that New Thought Church, kind of saved you.
Yeah. And, I think this industry, and you'd be surprised how many, or maybe not, how many healthcare practitioners share our thought processes. And it's so necessary to bring this thought process into it. You know, now traditional healthcare is really getting into the wellness, and I'm so happy to see this shift occurring. My mom recently passed in January, and part of the process was, you know, they brought in people who did Reiki and all this, and I was just really happy to see that coming into
in the hospital. They brought Reiki therapists in the hospital.
Into the hospital.
Wow.
And my mom was a Reiki therapist, and so they brought that into the hospital, and it really, I mean, warmed my heart. You know, as we talked about earlier, how do you tell a person, you know, change your perspective when your mom is passing, right? But it's really, I knew, and she knew, and my brother and sister knew, that during this process, that whatever's happening to the body, the story that we're telling ourselves during this end-of-life process, it's either going to cause further damage to us or help us to get through this with more ease and grace.
Do you work with patients who are, or families of patients who are losing somebody? Do you work directly with them?
No, I actually work more in administration now, but I have in over my 31-year career, but currently I work more in an administrative role.
And have you ever had an interaction with somebody who's experiencing some kind of loss, not the patient themselves, but the family of the patient? Have you shared some of these ideas with them?
I do. You know, it's interesting because early on in my career as a consultant, I used to do a lot of education, and I'd be brought in to do talks to patient populations, physicians, whoever was there. And I finally one day got the courage to start. At the last 10 minutes of my talks, would start putting in like a little bit of everyday peace and just kind of testing the water to see how people felt about it. And people would gravitate to me. They would come up and want to talk to me about it, and partly because it was an odd perspective to be coming out of a mouth of somebody who's there to talk to you about drug therapy, right?
Right.
And but people really were, you know, found some peace or at least some curiosity in it that gave them something else, another point of view.
So you're involved with this thing called the Shift Network, which I know I'm on their email list. I get their stuff all the time. It was very, very interesting to see your name on a free event with Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden and Rupert Sheldrake. A lot of big names are going to be at this event that you're a part of. Tell us a little bit about what you plan on talking about.
Well, we've already, today.
Oh, is it already over?
Yes, it's already over.
Oh.
So I talk a lot about fear, because fear is, they say stress is the killer, and fear is the precursor to stress. So if you can get to the root of an issue, you can get to a resolution. So I talked about how to transmute fear energy into creative energy, because it's all energy.
How?
Right?
How do you do that?
Yeah, so it is this, you know, we are afraid of fear, right? So we got all kinds of fear going on, right?
The only fear we have to fear is fear itself, like that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I love that. So when we change our perspective on fear and change it to curiosity, and then realize that, first of all, it's not a bad thing to be afraid. Fear, that's the primitive part of our brain, right? We used to be living in caves, and we had to fight
survival.
Bears and lions.
Survival.
Right. And that primitive part of our brain is still there, right? It's still working for us. It works in some great ways. It says, hey, God, don't go jogging down a dark alley in the middle of the night, right? So that part is good, but it gets overworked it gets overworked, and we have to apply reasonable remedies to it and start saying, oh, really? Now, what? And start questioning, just gentle questions, never being harsh with ourselves. There are people in the outside world that do all that harsh stuff for you. So when you're talking to yourself, you're gentle and you're patient, and you start questioning the fear, just like you would a middle schooler. Okay, I understand you see it that
like
way.
Like a child?
What about
like, a child.
And I call it the but why questions. If you ever raise children, you give them one answer, and the next question is, yeah, but why? Yeah, but why? So you start doing that to the fear. Yeah, I got that, but why this? And and gently you push yourself into curiosity. Same, it's got the same force of energy, but it doesn't. But now it's creative and it's, instead of destructive.
In the Course in Miracles, you probably know what that is. They talk about fear versus love, and I always thought curiosity was a type of love. So it's it's like a primal dichotomy, fear versus curiosity. Almost like the sympathetic nervous system is run by fear, and curiosity has a parasympathetic kind of feel to it. So by going from do you feel that way? Do you think that? Does that sound
I love it. I'm like smiling from ear to ear, so we can talk all day, right? So, this curiosity triggers the parasympathetic nervous system, and there you go with all this creative energy. You're still energized. The problem is still there, but it's no longer, you're no longer vibrating at the energetic level of the problem. You're at the energetic level of the solution.
That's awesome. The problems come from the fact that we think we know. We're not curious. We actually think we know, and we don't know, but we actually believe that we know. So it's like we're shutting down, basically, when we go into fear, and we're opening up, and that's kind of contraction and expansion is also a primal dichotomy. Fear is like a shutting down of an interest in seeing what's happening. We already know what's happening.
And that's exactly what happened with COVID. I would get people say, we're living in uncertain times. And I would say, sir or ma'am, in April of 2020 2017, you were also living in uncertain times. You nor I have ever been able to tell what's happening tomorrow. COVID has not made that any less uncertain. Stop telling yourself that.
All right. We didn't get a chance to talk about COVID and the vaccine. Are you going to get vaccinated, by the way?
I am going to reserve my right to get vaccinated until we get a little bit more information.
Gotcha. That's what I say. I agree 100% with you. We don't have enough information. It's still an experiment. Dr. Draylon James, thank you so much for being on The Bright Side. You're an inspiration.
Thanks for having me.
And I appreciate everything you're doing. Thanks again, Draylon. We'll talk soon. Dr. Draylon James, your website, DrDraylonJames.com. DrDraylonJames.com, I think, is your website. Let me take a look before we go here. It's DrDraylonJames.com. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.